KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reported just before 2 p.m. Monday a Tennessee man who was missing and believed to have been lost somewhere in the southern part of the county had been found. According to reports, Deputy Jess Swenson found Frank Dietz's large black Ford 2012 truck near a pond behind several trees just before noon on Monday. Upon their arrival, deputies and a trooper approached the vehicle only to find that no one was in or around the truck. A search by deputies and volunteer fire departments and ambulance crews led to Dietz being found about 20 minutes later by a Guthrie County Secondary Roads Department crew at 320th and Ranch Trail. Authorities reported that although Dietz was disoriented and dehydrated, he was expected to be okay. The man had apparently spent a couple of days walking in the area. The Sheriff's Department at around 9:25 a.m. Monday had put out an alert to the media asking the public and rural property owners for help in finding the man because a triangulation of his cell phone indicated that he was in that area. At the time, they said Dietz indicated he was sick and disoriented. The Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Iowa State Patrol, Stewart Police Department, and rescue units from Stewart and Menlo. Authorities also want to thank the public for their help in keeping an eye out for the man and his truck. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department say as a result of their investigation into a bank robbery that occurred late Monday morning, they were able to identify and arrest the suspect in the robbery. 52-year-old Henry J. Godina of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 2:30 p.m. in the 3000 block of Avenue H. Godina was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail for robbery in the second degree. Just after 10 a.m. Monday, officers had been called to the U.S. Bank at 2901 West Broadway Street in Council Bluffs, where robbery had just occurred. Officials say the suspect, later identified as Godina, entered the bank and proceeded to the teller window where he produced a note demanding money and indicated that he was in possession of a firearm. The man received an undetermined amount of cash from the bank and fled the area in a 1990s Model Ford Expedition or Mercury Mountaineer. Eight suspects from the Omaha Council Bluffs area are now charged in a series of more than 50 automatic teller machine thefts in Iowa, Nebraska, and five other states. Omaha Police Sergeant Meg Fricke said officers launched the investigation several years ago.
They've been working on this case and this series since 2013 and put in so many man hours and just hard detective work, picking up every lead and following up on this. In fact, we made an arrest in 2014, but that did not stop these suspects at all.
The suspects are all from the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area, but the thefts took place across the region. She says all of the ATM thefts employed very similar tactics.
They'll use a vehicle and attach a chain and pull it right out of the building and take the ATM machine and then remove the cash from inside. There's been over 50 that we followed in this series.
It took a few years to catch all the suspects, but Fricke says this case should serve as an example to all thieves that the law will find you eventually.
We use a lot of video in these cases. We're following up with DNA, with witnesses. Everything is trackable anymore, as we all know. So anything that you might use or have, we may get access to and use that to help solve our cases.
Police believe the eight suspects took around 50 ATMs from seven states, including Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, South Dakota, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Colorado. The suspects range in age from 24 to 57. They've been identified as Darnell Gordon, Lyle Gordon, Wakanda Hazel, Brennis Vaughn, Contrell Reed, Baha Pittman, and Isaiah Brown. The first suspect arrested, Larry Gordon, was charged in 2014. Additional indictments are expected. In the funeral announcements, Isaiah M.R. Pedrin, age 7, of Curtis, Michigan, and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Celebration of Life memorial services for Isaiah Pedrin will be today at 4 o'clock in the shelter house at Albert the Bull Park in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. James H. Jorgensen, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for James Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Sue Vaughn, age 62, of Manning and formerly of Baird, died June 20th in Carroll. A celebration of life for Sue Vaughn will be Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Baird Community Center with a potluck at 5:30 preceding the celebration of life. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Sadie Wiesack, age 102 of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Sadie Wiesack will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church north of Adair, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. And Nick N. Ravis, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for Nick Ravis are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.